AP Update, I'm Ross Simpson. The State Department has filed a proposal to release more Clinton emails.
The State Department proposes a resumption of the release of Hillary Rodham Clinton's emails next month, followed by future releases every 60 days. However, a reporter for Vice News who's filed a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit intends to ask that the emails be released every 2 weeks. Last week, State released nearly 300 emails related to the 2012 attack on the U.S. diplomatic post in Benghazi, Libya.
AP correspondent Mike Grosher reports a federal judge has indicated a willingness to approve the proposal plan. In the meantime, a lawyer for the Vice News reporter says he does not believe additional email releases every 60 days is sufficiently frequent to enable the public to engage in fully informed discussions about Secretary Clinton's leadership and decisions while at the helm of the State Department. AP Update, I'm Ross Simpson.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.